Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Samech Ches, Sanhedrin 68a, pagination is 135. Going to start by quoting from the Mishnah on the previous daf, Samech Zayin Amud Aleph, about 12 lines from the bottom. And the topic here is locate Kishuin, the harvesting of cucumbers. And this was an expression that was used regarding some sort of supernatural type of wisdom. And we have a number of areas that we encounter supernatural wisdom. So just to get it off the table, what's today known as a magic trick was known as Ochez Es Ho'einayim, a person who could trick the eyes, meaning sleight of hand, they could move very quickly, and you think something wondrous happened, but really they just moved quickly. They took advantage of certain predisposition mental attitudes that the audience has, that they think something is very big or they think it's very small, and you're able to trick them into thinking that something occurred. That's not what we're dealing with over here. Over here we're dealing with something that literally through supernatural forces a person is able, or it seems that he's able, to do certain things. In this case, to create a field of cucumbers and then to harvest them. Whether we use the words sorcery, kishuf, black magic, but in general sweeping terms, we're talking about this area of the supernatural. There is also an area of supernatural that is not negative, that's not in the world of improper behavior. We encountered a few days ago the concept of the Sefer Yetzirah, the work of creation, the book of creation. And there are different wisdoms that a person can achieve, what in the world of nature would be totally mind-boggling, and how could you do that? And these things are worthy of discussion and being cautious, because there is machlokes as to whether all of the things listed really exist or do not really exist. The Rambam in Avodas Kochavim, Yud Aleph Tes Zayin, very boldly writes about certain types of systems that they are kulan divrei sheker. They're all false. They're not genuine. And the commentaries discuss what exactly did he mean by that statement. In any case, to do the improper is a capital offense known as mechashef, commonly translated as witchcraft. So the Mishnah, again, as I mentioned on yesterday's daf, says hamachashef haosa maase chayiv. If they're really doing something, that's the violation. Velo haochez esuainayim. But if it's just sleight of hand, that may be a violation, but it's not capital punishment. In order to avoid any issues when a person does a magic trick, if it's an observant Jew doing it, you will find that they will explain a number of the tricks to the audience, so that it's very clear to the audience that he's not doing real magic of any type, and it's just sleight of hand that he's one step ahead of you. He gets you distracted, so he's able to pull your watch out of your left pocket, even though a moment ago it was on your wrist. But all he did was distract you, take it off your hand, put it in your pocket, and wow, how did you do that? The expression, by the way, abracadabra, is attributed to the Hebrew words avra kedavra, I will create as I speak. Based on my speech, I will be able to create something. And that was the system, again, true, false, accurate, inaccurate, that we can discuss, but there is such a system. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva said, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Shnayim Loktim Kishuim, there could be two people who are harvesting cucumbers, according to that system, Echad Loket Potter, one of them is doing it, and it's not a capital offense, Vechad Loket Chayiv, and one of them is doing it, and it is a capital offense. Ha'osa Ma'isa Chayiv, if he really does something, so then it's the capital offense. Ha'ochez Esrei Na'im, if he just tricks people into thinking that he did it, Potter, then it is not the capital offense. Again, whether it's permitted or not is a different discussion. Okay, let us move on to today's daf, Samaches Amud Aleph. Counting up from the wide lines, four lines. We're told over here that there was a Talmudic sage, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, that was very knowledgeable in Netiyas Kishuin, and he said, "V'lo haya adam shoalani bohen davar me'olam." No one ever asked me questions on this topic, meaning he's a font of information, but no one ever tapped into it. Chutz mi'Akiva ben Yosef, except for Rabbi Akiva. Pam achas, it once happened. Ani v'hu mahalchin, we were going on the way. Hayinu bederech, on a trip, Omali, and he said, Rebbe, lamdeni benetias kishu, and teach me the system of the cucumbers. Omarti davar echod, I said something, nismala kolasada kishu, and the entire field was filled with cucumbers. Omali Rebbe, he said to me, Rebbe, limadeni niti osan, lamdeni akirasan, you taught me how to plant them, to make them exist, now teach me how to remove them, how to harvest them. Amarti davar echad, so I said one thing, niskabtsu kulam lamakam echad, and they were all gathered in one place. Wow! Pretty cool. Okay. So we drop down to the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom, the Gemara asks, Heichi ovid hachi, how was he allowed to do that? For anantanan, we learnt in the Mishnah, which we quoted originally, Ha'osa Ma'isa Chayiv, if you do an actual act, it's Chayiv, it's a violation, it's a capital offense. And here we have Rabbi Eliezer teaching Rabbi Akiva how to do this. And apparently the Gemara accepts that this was for real. This was not Ochez Esu'ainayim, sleight of hand, convincing somebody, an illusion that it's there. He really did it. And the Gemara answers, Lehislamed Shaini, to teach, to be educated, that for that purpose it's permitted. To Omar Mar, because we learned that the prohibition is worded as Lo Silmad La'asos. You shouldn't learn this system to do it. La'asos Yata Lamed, you're not allowed to learn it in order to do it. Avalata Lamed Lavin Lahoros, but if you're learning it, in order to be able to paskin shilus, in order to appreciate what the Torah is prohibiting, to understand what it is that's permitted, and that's what Rabbi Eliezer was doing for Rabbi Akiva, knowledgeable in all areas of knowledge, including this, which is a little offbeat, but he understood it, he knew it, and he was able to teach that as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.